This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. For a generation, the medical profession has been engaged in trench warfare over trainee work hours. During my training more than 20 years ago, I worked 110-hour weeks with in-house call every other or every third night. I was constantly exhausted, angry, and burned out. I didn't need any study to tell me I was making mistakes and treating people differently than I would if I had had some sleep. Well, one day in 1984 at Cornell Hospital in New York City, a young 18-year-old student died as a result of a mistake made by an overworked resident. Her death was a game changer for work hours, first in New York and then around the nation. The public was fed up with overworked medical residents being charged with providing their care. It took them way too long, but eventually the body that accredits all U.S. residency training programs instituted new work rules. The rules limited work hours to no more than 80 hours in a week and no more than 28 hours working in a row without at least 14 hours off. The medical community has been divided into two camps. One camp felt the rules were an outrage and an imposition by non-physicians on doctors and hospitals. After all, if doctors worked only 80 hours a week, 30 hours fewer than I worked, they'd see fewer patients and fewer diseases and perhaps be poorer doctors. The other side pointed out that tired, burned-out residents make mistakes. They have reached a limit when seeing more patients doesn't contribute to additional learning, and they have dysfunctional personal lives. They pointed out that 80 hours a week is far longer than we allow others charged with public safety to work, people such as pilots and bus drivers. At its core, the debate is about hospitals' financial health, a clinging to tradition by senior doctors, and questions about who will do the work related to patient care if residents aren't around. From what I can see, the only thing that both sides agree on is that we need more research and some creative solutions. Well, last week, the New England Journal of Medicine published a large and expensive study looking at residents' work hours. Case settled. Well, not so fast. The study was both poorly designed and it was funded and designed by two highly biased groups, the American College of Surgeons and the American Board of Surgery. Well, we can all guess what they found. Tired, fatigued doctors don't make more mistakes and they don't have burnout. The study is the equivalent of studying hen safety and well-being in the hen house and then having foxes do the study and funding the study by the American Society of Foxes. Until we get good data, and this study is not good data, we need to set policy by what makes sense. If the medical community has too many conflicts of interest to do the right thing, then legislators need to step in. Healthcare by legislation is not usually a good idea, but in this specific case, it may be better than healthcare governed by the medical profession. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.